Happy Spoopy October, everybody. The sun is shining, the moon is nice, and everybody's getting hyped up for Spy Family. I'm getting hyped up for frickin' Owl House Season 3.
Well, we also have Chainsaw Man and Bleach coming back. But first, we need to do the time warp all the way back to July.
Yeah, so if you haven't noticed, all of our content has been on anime reviews. Why has that been, Cloud?
Because we're basically catching up, because this is the first year that we've returned to cons in full force, and it's not all digital content anymore.
It has been so fun jumping back and running from convention to convention to convention. We have actually done at least a convention a week in the last couple of months.
But no, we've been pretty consistent, because we did, well, it was what, Kitsune Con 2 weeks after that. It was Anime Magic, where September 1 to October, and we went to Ramen Con. Now, we do have a couple updates due to us doing press as much. We did decide to get a Flickr because we were doing press, and because we're doing press, we try to take photos of what we're doing, so that way we have references and explanations. I do have videos, which we will probably upload, so we can, you know, pair it with the YouTube audio, and then we have a video to go along. But we can upload our photos on the Flickr so you guys can get them that way and, you know, save them for your personal use.
That being said, we have a huge treat for everybody. Even as we're jumping back from July, we have stuff in September, we have stuff in November, and we're wrapping up everything in December.
So at least now that we're jumping back into things, we're progressing along nicely, because Ramen Con is technically September into October, so it technically links both months. And in November, we will be at Colossal Con North, which used to be Daisho Con, but that will be the week before Thanksgiving. We'll wrap up everything in December and probably do like our Christmas and Holy Season special that Jax loves so much.
I am not doing that.
Oh, of course we are.
No, the fuck we aren't. No.
Yeah, we have to make that list. I gave you the songs. You told me we'd make the list. We have to make the list.
I fucking hate everything about the snow halation thing. No, what I was saying is...
But you agreed to it, good sir.
I agreed to it like 4 years ago. No.
It hasn't even been 4 years.
It feels like an eternity ago. COVID's a whole bitch. No, what I was saying is that we are going to be finishing up the year, convention-wise, with Midwest Fur Fest, but also our year in review.
Well, yeah, I thought that was implied.
Not with snow halation horseshittery. No.
Oh, of course it is.
No. Snow halation implies me being tortured for an hour and 45 minutes of recording and listening to nothing but snow halation while trying not to come over to your house and just beat you within an inch of your life with cabbages and socks. Year in review is nice nostalgia that I don't have to think about.
But snow halation is always nice nostalgia. I don't know what you're on about. Yeah, that sounds exactly like snow halation.
We're going to jump past this now. Anyway, so before my blood pressure rises any further, let's jump into our review for Kitsune Con.
So it's a 3-day convention, and it's in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The convention started in 2011, and as of 2019, the average attendance has been around 3,000 attendees. Obviously, there was a break due to COVID, and due to the COVID break, the attendance took a bit of a hit this year, but it was still about, I'd say, around 2,000 people.
So a fairly decent-sized convention.
It moved from Appleton, Wisconsin, to Green Bay in 2015, but other than that, it's been in the same two locations.
My first experience with this convention was a little bit before COVID. I first started going to this convention as a staffer, and this was my first year just enjoying the convention as an attendee.
And this is my first year going to a Wisconsin con that was not Daisho Con / Colossal Con North, actually, due to Jax and a couple other people recommending me to staff.
Hey, at least you had fun. I drank a lot. This was the first year at a con that I can honestly say in a long time I drank a lot. But it was mostly water because it was hot. I don't know why, but it was blazing hot that entire weekend.
Yeah, it was a decent temperature.
decent my there. Ass. I was sweating bullets.
I mean, everything was inside for the most part. The only thing that was really outside was the food trucks.
The snow cones saved my life.
The snow cones gave you life.
The snow cones gave me life. Either way, it was actually a pretty good con, which you will soon learn about. Because, as always, we have our review. So, as always, we like to start with panels. Because, quite frankly, back in the day, all conventions were just panels for days. So
panels, dealer's room, and cosplay, basically.
Shoot, if you were lucky if you found a dealer's room. But I digress.
So the panels at Kitsune Con, the ones I was able to go to, were very run-of-the-mill. There were a couple late-night ones that Jax and I participated in that were really fun. And we enjoyed those specific ones a lot. But there was some issues with getting panelists the right room for like the amount of people required, because I know we had to help get a room expanded upon and get a bigger room because the attendance for that panel was in such a high demand. We got things worked out with staff, but that was more of like an organization thing. But at least all the panels were on time and people were ready and good to go and were informed.
Honestly, I don't really have anything to add on this. The panels were pretty fun. I enjoyed them. As Cloud already said, the late night panels that we had of last at were top notch. Security was on point when watching the 18 plus panels doors. I got nothing. I honestly rated this fairly okay. It wasn't super stellar, but panels were panels, so I gave them a 0.6.
They had those pesky ass character panels that you hate, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the big issue I had. I remember now.
Those are always the big weakness for y'all when it comes to panels. Jax hates those with a burning passion. I dislike them to an extent, but I don't hate them as burning much as he does.
Okay,
he hates them almost as much as he hates Snowhalation. It's not quite the same level, but it's pretty damn close.
No, see, Snowhalation is a special place in my heart when it comes to hatred. I know. Panels is just, I've never seen one that is legitimately good quality. I've never seen one beside that just doesn't devolve into an AOL RP panel. I just can't.
I'm more forgiving.
Oh, fuck that.
So I'm giving panels a 0.7. That's what that means. So next on the docket is lines. Now, lines for this con weren't very long, but they were rather interesting, especially the COVID test line and the registration line, because it was broken up into like 3 or 4 different sections, which made the line really weird and hard to keep track of. Because when you first got into the convention, I was very confused as to how it worked, and there was like no signage anywhere either.
Yeah, you're saying that those lines weren't long. My ass. I was in that line for fucking ever. It was so annoying. And then the line from... Because the way they had it set up was the line for COVID testing. That took time. And then it immediately had to jump into the registration line. The registration line, no one knew which way was up on that one. Apparently, it was supposed to be 2 lines going through the same circuit, but it just kept devolving into 1 line. So they kept going back and asking people over a loud crowd, trying to figure out who was doing what, and then people were getting confused constantly, and then were going into different parts of the line. Eventually you would get to the front, but you're also underneath the giant magnifying glass that is the freaking ceiling lights. Not even the ceiling lights, just the...
I thought it was just glass panes. I don't think it was ceiling lights. Yeah. Sorry.
The glass panes above, and it's just reflecting all that heat, and everyone's complaining about the heat. Everyone's trying to figure out where the hell we're supposed to go, and at one point it actually split into 3 lines.
At least it was inside.
It was inside. But one of the big issues was by the time we went up to the front to actually get our badges, we still were confused on why all that had to happen. So, lines were trash for this con.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that they were good.
Yeah, no, these lines were dog shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the lines. I mean, lines or panels weren't bad, at least. They were well-maintained and well-controlled.
Yeah, once you got past the line for registration, it was all right.
But due to the issues with the reg, I'm giving it a 0.2.
That being said, let's jump into something that's a little bit nicer. I would say the game room was... I personally say I Play Games pulled out their usual stops on this one.
Yeah, it was the usual. They had... It was mainly fighting game setups, but they did have, what, Just Dance and, like, a couple shooters. But it was mainly fighting games. It was their usual fare.
Yeah.
Which is kind of humorous, given the person who owns I Play Games' last name. But you know what? So due to that, and it just being the average run-of-the-mill for I Play Games, I just kind of rated down the middle at 0.5. It's nothing exciting. I know what to expect. I mean, I did stop in. I did play a bit of Smash. Won some, lost some, had a good time.
I jumped in. I stayed in there for a good hour and a half playing Smash. Got my ass whooped. But you know what? That's the whole point of a game room for me. It's just to have fun talking to people. And for me, it was a 0.6. It wasn't super, super, super.
I mean, I'll give them that it was spacious. That's another plus. But no arcade games and no computer gaming. Obviously, take off points there. And it didn't smell terrible on the final day. It smelled like people showered. So that's always a plus.
Going in from that, I will say... We can kind of skip the Masquerade because I think we both agreed that Masquerade was Masquerade. It wasn't super...
It wasn't anything exciting, but it wasn't anything special either. Just right. Kind of your run-of-the-mill Masquerade. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah, it was relatively respectable. So for that, I'll give it a 0.3.
Yeah, I give it a 0.3 as well.
Yeah.
Now, the dance and the rave is a different story for the both of us. Due to me staffing, I wasn't able to go as much. But from what I heard from my fellow colleagues, it was pretty disastrous. There was no musical act at this convention. And that so it was just a dance and rave. And how they had the panels set up was the panels were on, like, the right and the left, and in the center was like the big panel room where the masquerade and the dance/rave happened. The good sides to this is that it's a big room and there's a lot of room for people to dance and for the big events to happen. Bad news is the sound links into the other panel rooms, which was a big and mighty issue.
That hurt a lot of panels. Just saying.
Yeah, because it really drowned them out.
Honestly, it was... more on the organization side and also the space limitations, but a lot of this could have been mitigated.
Yeah, at least there were no chairs in the middle of the rave.
Yeah. Oh, you have to go back an episode or two just to hear about that one.
Yeah, but the DJs weren't necessarily my cup of tea.
Yeah, and I really didn't have much fun doing it, but the music, a lot of people enjoyed it. I'll give it that. But again, it wasn't our vibe.
Yeah.
So with that, what would you say the rave / dance / musical guest was?
0.2.
0.2. I think we agree on that one. 0.2 it is.
Okay. So I want to talk about, like, the biggest thing I thought about this convention was the tabletop. I loved it a lot. They had giant chess, checkers, and settlers games, which is amazing. They were demoing games. The game room was in a big open area right outside the panel room, and it wasn't, like, hidden away in a corner, which I thought was amazing, because normally the panel rooms get, like, held in, like, a certain corner that's off-putting and very far, which also, shooting back to another review, you can go back and watch that one, too. But I liked how upfront they were about it. You could see everything. Everyone was very open. They constantly had games of Werewolf going on. They had a good variety of games. So, like, I was just really pleased with how they handled the game room. I thought it was the strongest part of this convention.
I would have to agree. I can't preach as much praise as you did. I could definitely get in on some magic. There was a lot of board games that I enjoyed. I could not play the oversized Catan because every time I wanted to, the group that I was with couldn't. The game testing, that was actually kind of cool. I didn't get to actually jump in on that game, but I did enjoy talking to the creator. So it was a really fun experience. With that, I think I want to say we had a perfect agreement on this. This was the strongest point. So, with that being said, let's go to one of my favorite things to talk about, customer service at conventions.
Yeah, so the customer service for this convention was pretty solid. It wasn't perfect, mind you, but if people had a question, any of the staff was willing to help, and if they didn't know, they were willing to find someone or walkie someone to find someone who could help that person. And the con center wasn't that big because it's all in one hotel, so it was pretty easy to find everything once you got your bearings.
See, I had very little bad to say about customer service at this convention. There were a lot of head-scratching moments. There were no people that were trying to overlord stuff. And
that's true, yeah.
One of my biggest pet peeves when I go to conventions is when I go to a con and the security, for some reason, you think that you're holier than thou.
But all the staff I worked with were very nice, very informative, very chill. And all the departments were really nice, very patient. No one was really mean or rude. And I didn't hear any stories of a staffer walking up to like someone and saying something rude because like they're playing a game they didn't like or something like that.
Yep. I haven't heard anything negative from an attendee about a staffer for this con. So
yeah, for sure. So due to that, Jax and I both gave it a 0.7.
Oh, yeah. Now, on to photo shoots.
Now, photo shoots at this con were interesting. They didn't have any displays except for, I want to say, maybe like the logos for conventions or visiting conventions that had booths like Anime Magic. Like they had their booth set up there, and I think you take a photo there. But they did have photo shoot times. They were kind of broad. So like instead of like Sailor Moon having its own photo shoot, they had just Magical Girl. So if you were a Magical Girl, like you'd show up for that photo shoot. Genshin had its own. I think Love Live had its own, but or maybe it was just Idols. But like when they did photo shoots, it was only in one area. Now, to be fair, this one area was definitely the nicest part of the hotel and probably the best part to take photos. So I don't blame them for choosing this option. And then there was also a photo booth near the manga library, and you could get your photo taken there for free. And it's kind of set up like a school photo shoot. And there were like three photographers who would take your photo, and you get one photo for free, I believe. And then they will upload online later. And if you want print, you could buy a print if you wanted.
I didn't get a chance to actually do much with the photo shoot area, but I did enjoy talking to a lot of people that were doing the photo shoots. And it was close to the food court. It was not food court, but the food trucks.
Cosplayers I did talk to did seem to enjoy the location for photo shoots. Even if it wasn't inside the hotel, if you went outside the hotel or if you moved a little bit, people were still enjoying the atmosphere outside and taking photos there.
Oh, yeah. So for photo shoots, quite frankly, it was pretty average.
Yeah, it was pretty average. This con did have photo shoot schedules set up, unlike other cons this year, because it's kind of been 50-50 whether a con has had photo shoots or not, because some were embracing them and some are not. And it seems to be kind of be changing, but it was kind of middle of the road, so I gave it a 0.5.
Honestly, we need to actually go back and redux about photo shoots, because quite frankly, are they going the way of the dodo?
I wouldn't call it going the way of the dodo. It's 50-50. I just think it's changing. I don't think it's going the way of the dodo, because big cons are still doing them, like Anime Central and AX and like Anime Boston. So they're still, you know,
they're still very there. Yeah, but we'll see. But jumping into the next thing is organization. Now, this one I'm having some debate on.
Also, in addition to the line thing, the panel room layout with the center being in the middle was also an issue that we brought up. But other than that, I did hear that there were some layout issues with like some of the other stuff being on the other side of the con, and people want it reorganized a bit differently.
One of the things I will say is the organization for a lot of stuff, like I wasn't a fan of the lines. I wasn't a fan of how there were very little to no signs when it came to that. You kind of just had to know.
Yeah, it was an experience thing. If you didn't know, you had to ask someone. If you didn't ask, you had to like learn yourself, because I definitely had to ask, because otherwise I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. So with organization, I had some opinions.
Yeah, we've addressed some of it previously, because the lines being a mess, especially for registration, we talked about the panel room layout, especially with the panels surrounding the main room and how the sound leaked out. People didn't like that the manga library and the photo booth and the quiet room /drawing room were on like the other side of the convention. I don't know why they were separated, because like there was like a stairwell near the game room part where you could have gone down. They could have put rooms down there. I don't know if they felt that was too close or whatnot. People were at least not blocking the hallway, so things were at least organized and people were moving in an orderly manner.
Also, if you didn't know where something was, it was kind of tricky, because there were no signs, especially in the main areas, especially for lines and stuff. No signs make chaos.
Yeah. The guidebook was helpful, but there was a lot of space in between panels, and there was a little bit of lacking information in there. But overall, it was helpful, and it wasn't extremely clustered like some other guides we have seen this year.
Oh, yeah. One of the big things I would have preferred is more water stations, especially with the vast amount of heat that was going on at this convention.
Yeah, having more accessible water or drinking fountains would have helped. It would have also helped if they maybe had the AC on a bit more. I didn't feel like it was super hot, but having the AC on maybe a little bit more wouldn't have harmed it.
So with that being said, I would say my score for this is 0.3.
It could use improvement, but so it's on the lower end of middle to the road, so I probably a 0.4.
Okay. That's not bad. That being said, since we're talking about middle of the road, let's kind of combine two things. We'll talk about the dealer's hall and the artist alley, because quite frankly, they were in the exact same space. And I'm gonna be fair, dealer's hall felt like it ate artist alley.
Do you agree with that? Because I'd say like 2/3 or 3/4 of it was dealer's hall, and then like 1/4 of it was like artist alley. Because like the first row and a half, I'd argue, was artist alley, and then everything after that was straight dealers.
Yeah, and even then I could not tell who was an artist, who was a dealer, because the way everything was set up. Now, did I get Ren, Daughters of Mezzanine finally into my anime collection? Yes.
Technically, some of the stuff that I got this con, I might have been able to get at later conventions at like the same price. So they did have some unique stuff to this convention, because like they had someone doing like stained glasses with art from like animes on it, which was cool, because I hadn't seen those in a bit, but those are always nice to see. But that was probably like the most unique thing in between Dealer's Hall and Artist Alley.
Yeah, so for Dealer's Hall and Artist Alley, they both tied in my book as a 0.3.
I'm giving the Dealer's Hall a bit of a lower score, because I felt that it was too samey soundy. If there was more variety in the stuff in the dealer's hall, I would have given it higher. But I like the stuff in the artist alley more, because that's why I supported more. So I'm going to give that a 0.4. It's slightly higher because I like the variety a bit more. But that's basically the only reason it's getting higher, because with as little space as they got, they had way more variety than what was in the dealer's hall. And I think that's worth something.
So we've covered everything except for two things, the two big ones in my book, attendees and the niche factor. Now, for attendees, I will say this now. Everything that has been said up to this point is coming from a very high critiquing eye. When it comes to attendees, I can say now that they love this con.
Yeah, I didn't hear a single bad thing from any of the attendees. All the attendees seem to really enjoy this con a lot. Even with all the setbacks, they were still very positive. Everyone was still having a good time. Everyone was talking about coming back the next year, so everyone was still clearly enjoying themselves.
Oh, yeah. And when I say attendees, I don't just mean just the normal attendees. I mean the guests, too. most of the guests that I have seen go to this convention love this convention. They rave about this convention. They want to come back to this convention. So when I say that this con is loved, this con is loved.
And the staff basically echoed the same statement. The staff loved the guests, and the guests loved the staff for the most part. There were a couple of hiccups here and there, but nothing that was, like, terrible or damaging. So everyone was basically enjoying each other's time and having a good time at the con. So everyone seemed to just be having a good time. So due to that, full marks, 0.5.
Definitely a full marks for attendees. Now, for the divisive one, the niche factor, extra credit. Did this con have...
I don't think it's that divisive, but sure. We have a slight disagreement here.
A little. So, did this con have unique factors that earned it points in a niche factor?
I'm going to argue in the case of yes. They had a manga library, which was great. It was very large, larger than some of the other ones we've been to this year, which is only one other one. Its selection was way better, and they were all donated. They had a drawing room / quiet room where you could just sit in and draw whatever you wanted and even do crosswords and word searches, so there was variety in there. They had food trucks, tacos, snow cones, and they had list and times for each one in the guidebook, which is not normally done. They had the photo booth area, which was done by Umo Photo. They had the giant games, which anyone could participate in, which was unique. No one else has giant game boards. They had testing for tabletop games, which was good. They did also have cars stop by outside that were anime themed, so they did also have like a car meet and stuff outside that people could stop by and look at as well.
There was a couple of cars that had some really good wraps.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I thought this con had a lot going for it. Definitely probably the best niche factor after Anime Magic. So I give it a 0.4, but it's slowly getting there. They're at least trying to push the envelope compared to most other conventions I've seen out there.
Fair. See, you were nice about it. I was leaning towards 4, but I went 0.3.
So overall, no. I'm a bit higher than Jax once all the totals are added up. I gave it a 5.7, and Jax...
I gave it a 5.6.
So if you put the two together and even out, it's a 5.65 out of 10.
Yes.
So rooms where they can improve. The big one, let's start with...
Water.
Well, I was going to say lines.
Okay, we'll go with lines, yeah.
Lines and organization were the big two. Because... if the lines were better organized and they had better signage and things were rearranged a bit differently, I think those both would have scored higher. The other places that were also hurting, I thought, based on what we gave, were the masquerade and the dance. Because if the masquerade was a bit more fleshed out and vibing, probably would have gotten a 0.4. And if we were feeling the music better and it wasn't drowning out the panel rooms, probably would have gotten a 0.3, 0.4, which is definitely would have bumped up the scores there, too. So that's at least 4 out of the 10 categories where they could have improved more. The other one where they fell short were definitely the Dealer's Hall and the Artist Alley, because you couldn't really tell the two apart. And we wanted more variety. That also, I think, would help, because those were the other ones where we hit them critically more on points.
When it comes to stuff that could be changed for the future, I would say water in the high location areas, especially when you know for a fact that your season is ludicrously hot. If there's a lot of people wandering around, having hydration stations, even if the convention center does not want active outside source of water, which some convention centers do, I'm not saying that this one does it. I do not know. But even if they have to put extra kiosk out, something, anything, something, that would save so many people. I have seen in my time more people drop down from heat exhaustion than I am comfortable admitting. It's still something that could be done to make things easier on people. Well, it could be done to make things easier on people.
Yeah, for sure.
With that being said, I think we have covered this pretty well.
Yeah, we have. We both took photos at the convention, so once again, we'll upload them to the Flickr. If you don't want to go on Flickr, we'll slowly upload them to Facebook and or Instagram, which you can find us at The Conventional Podcast on Facebook, and we have a fan page, or The Con Crew on Instagram.
And of course, we will always try and get more information for these conventions from anyone that is willing to talk to us. That is also included if you agree with us or if you disagree with us. Definitely hit us up on our email, hit us up on Twitter. We are more than willing to hear your side of the story when it comes to a convention.
Yep, conventionalthepodcast@gmail.com and conventionalcrew without the E on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Now, here's a suggestion that someone brought up recently, and I'm slowly looking at it as a possibility. Reddit.
We could do a Reddit, and then that way, if people want to give feedback there, that would work. Another forum could work. I don't know how many people use Reddit, but Reddit's definitely an option.
A lot of people use Reddit. I don't know why, but I feel like Reddit is a nicer 4chan. I'm just saying.
That's a fair assessment. And like Jack said, we're rethinking the photo shoots category. Maybe we do photo shoots and cosplay, or maybe photo shoots and cosplay vibes.
Yeah, especially considering the fact that the way conventions are being done is changing ever so slowly. And we want to at least be on the top of the curve when it comes to stuff like this. So, anything that you have suggestion-wise, please hit us up online. We will honestly take any criticism. We'll take any idea that you have.
Yeah, we're just really open to feedback, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah. But with that being said, I do believe we are hitting close to the end of our time. I would say that it has been another stellar episode, and we will be hitting you guys soon.
We do have at least 3 more reviews coming up for you this year. We have Ramen Con, which we were just at last weekend. We will have Colossal Con North, which is coming up the week before Thanksgiving.
And of course, finishing out the year is Midwest Fur Fest 2022.
And we'll see if Jax drags me to that one or not.
God, no. I want to keep you safe.
Do you mean safe or do you mean pure? Let's be honest.
No, if I wanted you pure, I wouldn't drag you to cons. If I want you safe, okay. I won't drag you to Midwest Fur Fest. I have seen some shit at this con.
But anyways, this is the end of our time together, and we will see you next time.
Yep, this is Jax.
And this is Cloud.
And as always, peace.
Peace.